how do you find your bliss? The answer to that is you don't. You have to let your bliss find you. And your bliss can't find you. I mean, it sounds strange, but your bliss cannot find you. It's like your purpose. It cannot find you as long as you're filled up or clogged up with something else. Here's a wonderful story. There was an expert on Buddhism and Far Eastern religions, and he was a professor at a university. And he had written 4 or 5 books on the subject. And he was really considered a true expert. But he had always wanted to meet a particular Zen saint who lived in India. And so he traveled there with all of his books and with all of his... And he wanted to meet this particular Zen saint, a guru. And when he got there, he introduced himself. He had made an appointment and he introduced himself. And the man was had just like a loincloth on and he was very simple, very peaceful, very old, and the expert began talking to him about all the things that he knew about Zen and Buddhism and so on. And the master stopped him and said, "Would you like a cup of tea?" And he said, "Yes, that would be very nice." And so he took a teacup and put it in a saucer, and the man continued to talk about all of the things that he knew about. And the master picked up the tea, and he began to pour it into the cup. And the man continued talking. And then the cup was full, and the master continued to pour. And the tea poured out of the cup and onto the saucer. And as the man talked, he still kept pouring. And the tea was now going onto the floor and onto the man's pants. And finally, he stopped him, and he said, "Excuse me, but the cup is full. You're pouring, you know, and it's full." And he said... And the master stopped him and said, "You are like the cup." He said, "You are so full of everything that you know that you don't have room to let anything else new in." And so many of us are just like that teacup. We're so full of all of the stuff that we have learned and that we've... There's no more room to let anything else in. It's just all pouring out and just going past us and all outside of us. Now, if you can see that metaphor in yourself, you can begin to see that in the eyes of the beginner, there are millions of options. In the eyes of the expert, there are only one or two. So the suggestion to finding your bliss is to always be a beginner on the path. Never become an expert. If you're going to go out and learn tennis and you've never played it before, and someone hands you a racket, and they say, "Now, try a drop shot this way." You are open. You are willing. "I'll do that. Now, hit a forehand this way. Now, we'll try it this way if you move over here. And now try..." It's like the beginner has 1,000 options available to them and will try everything. But if you talk to an expert about how to hit a backhand, they only know one way. Now, that's true not just in tennis. That's true in your business. That's true in your relationships. That's true in everything in your life. Stay a beginner along the path. You can get clogged up, so clogged up with what you know and with the negativity that goes with that and all the rejection, all the judgment that goes with that, because you have to reject all kinds of other points of view in order to make sure that yours is the only one that ever gets heard or ever gets used, that you don't have any room inside of you for something new and something exciting and something different and expanding yourself and so on. So be wary of experts, especially if you're one yourself. Be wary of yourself becoming one, because then you limit yourself. And by limiting yourself, your bliss, your purpose, which is there, can't find you. It's like an artery that's clogged up with cholesterol. I mean, it just can't flow. Nothing can flow through it because it's too clogged. You've got to unclog yourself. And the way you unclog yourself is by opening yourself up and advancing confidently and doing things that make sense to you, that make you feel good, that are of service to others, that are useful to other people, whatever it is that you're doing.